You know what the national news is. Now we'll give you Monday's local report on the Real Nyack Radio. Two people arrested and a large group dispersed on Sunday followed a disturbance at 27th and Pine. Details coming right up. Partly cloudy, says the weatherman, high near 40 degrees during the daytime. In the evening, cloudy with lows near 28 degrees. And then a mix of sun and clouds for the next couple of days. In the daytime, high about 51 degrees. Topping local news on Sunday, a weekly brunch ended with a disorderly crowd fighting and disrupting traffic Sunday afternoon in front of Shorty's at 27th and Pine. When the brunch ended and patrons were asked to leave, a large crowd then congregated in the parking lot and began to argue and fight, with that fighting spilling out into the street and disrupting traffic. Police were called and on arrival found a large group refusing to leave. And police ended up using pepper spray to disperse the group, including firing pepper balls at the crowd, who still refused to leave. City police then called for mutual aid to help break up the group and were assisted by Town of Niagara Police, the Sheriff's Department, Park Police, and New York State Police, who arrived with some crowd-dispersing dogs. No serious injuries reported in connection with the incident that took about an hour to break up. Two reported instigators were arrested during that incident, charged with disorderly conduct, obstructing governmental administration, and with resisting arrest, were Amir Barulich of Medina and Damian Chatra of Rochester. Both were issued appearance tickets in the case and are scheduled to return to city court to answer the charges later in the month. Police said during the incident, many people in the crowd chanted anti-police slogans. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this report is brought to you by the Wellness Park and the Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, two locally owned pharmacies that want you to feel important, because to them you are. Stop in and see them at Wellness Park, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and at the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main, and see what that personal touch really means. They get to know what you want, and help you obtain it. Want details? Call them at 260-1918, Wellness Park Pharmacy and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. And the local news also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911, the number to get Chris Moore to your house to fix any home appliance. And he does it with 44 years experience and a service call of only $35 plus parts and labor. A great deal and an excellent repairman, Chris Moore. Put his number on your cell phone, 523-5911. In other local news, an argument at the apartments at 901 Cedar Avenue resulted in the arrest of one ex-roommate after the other accused him of taking her TV, Roku, and laptop. According to police, at first, Marvin Johnson denied taking anything from the apartment, but later reportedly admitted taking the TV with the Roku attached to it because he said he was mad. But Johnson reportedly said he didn't know anything about the laptop. He was charged with petty larceny in the case and was given an appearance ticket to appear later in city court. Loss in that case set at over $400. A couple of shoplifters arrested over the weekend after leaving the TJ Maxx store at 72nd and the Boulevard and leaving in a vehicle that was spotted by store personnel. Police stopped that car a short time later. Accused of taking a number of items from the store and not paying for them was Kenzia Wilson of Buffalo and Vernae Jones of Buffalo. Both suspects taken into custody and brought back to the store for identification. Both reportedly charged with petty larceny in the case. The amount of the items taken set at $56. And police said the reported stolen goods were recovered in their vehicle. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a one-vehicle rollover accident Monday morning at 6585 Ridge Road. Sheriff deputies responding to that with unknown injuries reported there. On Sunday, a car struck a deer on the Lockport-Alcott Road. There were reported injuries at that one. Deputies and volunteers from Miller Hose responded to that accident. And around 1241 on Sunday afternoon, a two-car collision reported at 12th and Pine in the Falls. Unknown injuries there. City police and firemen responded to that scene. The Niagara County Department of Public Works today announced a public information meeting regarding the upcoming road construction project on Rapids and Raymond Roads in the county. The meeting will be held on Thursday, March 27th At 6:30 p.m. at the Lockport Town Hall on the Deisinger Road, representatives from the engineering firm that will be hired to provide the work will be on hand to provide some answers and some scope on what the project includes. The roughly $6 million project will include milling and overlay and restoring of the riding surfaces on the Raymond and Rapids roads. In addition, there will be reconstruction work with grade adjustments made at the Bart's, Crosby, and Minnick Road intersections. Authorities said bids for the project will be taken later this month, and construction is expected to begin later this summer. Finally, word has been received of the passing of longtime businessman and driving school operator Carl Gall. Carl, for many years, operated the Niagara Driving School, at first on 19th Street, and then moving to above the DiCamillo Bakery on Pine Avenue. Carl often talked about how much he loved the business, especially saying he'd like to take a serious subject and make it fun, which he did weekly in his state-required classroom training sessions at Niagara Driving School. In fact, Carl liked to inject humor into his lessons, which he said made it fun to learn. And that led him to installing the Niagara Driving School Belly Buster line, where he would record the joke of the day for people to call in, which literally got hundreds of calls coming into the school each week. So many, in fact, that Carl used to brag that he had to find a way to shut the ringer off because it just kept ringing while he was trying to entertain and teach his class. Carl died over the weekend following a long illness at his home in Cheektowaga. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, those golf courses are opening soon, and you want to be at your top form. And you could stay that way by visiting the Links of Niagara and playing on the golf simulators that the pros use. Links of Niagara, located in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard. For details, visit them online at linksofniagara.com or call them at 285-0610 to book your next tee time. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. You could hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by clicking our local news tab on the site after refreshing your browser. And now, by popular demand, our news is featured daily on Facebook. All you have to do is enter niagaradio.net to hear it. Local news, first, factual, and free, right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.